Good morning. Time once again for the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Taking our bucket and dipping it into the pool of great local talent this hour. We're going to start off with a couple of tracks from Grammy nominees who will be vying for that coveted award this Sunday. We'll listen to tracks from Zachary Richard's latest release, La Fou. Well, actually, he has one that's come out since, but this is the one that's nominated for the Grammy. We'll play a track from that. It's actually called Cliff's Zydeco, which talks about Clifton Chenier, who's also receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys this weekend as well. We're going to start off with a guy who's already snagged one of these golden statues, Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. Their latest release, The Dockside Sessions, is also up for an award. Let's head to the doghouse with Terrence.
Ils ont blessé beau some dollars, yeah. Moi, je suis de l'Egypte. Avec le temps en or et le galet noir, le sous ton soin et les bagues sous les doigts, pour sous l'arrière, du petit à l'avant, pour chaque côté de Joe Mouton, emmené en haut, au second pas, et d'à côté, Queen Aida. Pour chaque côté de Joe Mouton, emmené en haut, au second pas, et d'à côté, Queen Aida. Je vous fais ces mots, je le vois passer tous les temps. Tu ne peux pas le manquer. Sur la prairie ronde, près de l'Anse Palais, dans un honky-tonk, flottant dans les airs, avec le don en or et le galet noir. Et les bagues sous les doigts, vous sous l'arrière, du petit à l'avant, pour chaque côté de Joe Mouton, emmené en haut, au second pas, et d'à côté, Queen Aida.
Like it is, Zach, talking about Cliff Zydeco from his latest Grammy-nominated album, Le Fou. And before that, another Grammy nominee, Terrence Simeon. And the Zydeco Experience, Terrence was in the doghouse from the Dockside Sessions. It's 9 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's, what is it? It's Wednesday, so it will be. I'm already forgetting what day we are today. Whip does play at Wednesday at noon today. Stay tuned. It's some good stuff. We got the Bluegrass Highway coming on at 1 o'clock. At Wednesday. It's Wednesday. So that means it's Dirty Rice coming up with Bill Bolens, 12 noon today. We've got in the studio Louis Michaud from the Lost Bayou Ramblers. If you head to our website currently, for the past couple of weeks or so, we've been featuring video of the Lost Bayou Ramblers in our local produce segment hosted by Joanna Devine. It's on our website, krvs.org. Louis Michaud, of course, the front man for, you know, through the years of you know, when I was growing up, I guess, you know, being a kid into rock and roll, I didn't appreciate the local music, the Cajun culture as I did as I got older. I remember being at the Holiday Lounge back probably in 1971 or 72, just a kid, and my good friend Heavy Guidry introduced me to Nathan Abshire, and you know, I shook his hand, not even realizing, you know, the importance of the individual I was shaking hands with. And, you know, here it is all these years later. I say, yeah, man, I met Cliff. I mean, I met Nathan and didn't even have any idea of you know, the importance of the figure I was shaking hands with. But I've caught myself, and through the years, now I can appreciate folks talking to folks who I know will be talking about in the future, folks like Louis Michaud. Welcome, Louis. Man, I'm putting you in the same boat as the guys like Nathan and all the guys that we idolized growing up with, man. I mean, you guys are definitely carrying the torch, and we appreciate what you do, man.
Gee, see, so that's huge. That's not where I thought you were going with that, but that was an amazing story.
Well, when I start talking about the holiday, you never know where you go when you start talking about the holiday. Holiday lounge, your mom.
So close, but it's like a holiday.
So, man, how you been? Now, Lost by You Ramblers, have you guys been on the road lately? It seems like every time I'm looking on Facebook or something, you guys are somewhere. You know, what's been up with the Ramblers lately?
Man, we actually have been on a recording hiatus since late November, so I hadn't been that long. But okay. Yeah, we've been spending some time in the studio and getting ready to play some of our first gigs of the year coming up here in New Orleans. We have a gig called the Alt Star Weekend. With the Walkman and one of the guys from the head guy from Vampire Weekend's DJing, and then some other surprise DJs.
That's amazing. I mean, the Lost by You Ramblers hook up with all of some of the biggest pop acts of the how does this happen? I mean, how do you run into these guys? Do they just say, well, are they just discovering this and pulling you guys in just to introduce their audience? I'm just always amazed at who you managed to hook up
Man,
with.
Man, it's doing over the years, the people you meet and the people they know and the people they say, oh, we're doing this thing in New Orleans. Oh, why don't you try Lost by You Ramblers? And, it's an amazing scene out there, the global music scene. And we're lucky enough to have met people over the years. And then local people here, our friends here and people we work with here who know people that, they've worked with other people, and that's the thing. It's, let's go to New Orleans. Well, what are you going to do? And then they asked us. So we're going to Canada right after that to go play at Winnipeg Festival de Voyageurs, which is, middle of February in Manitoba. So across the spectrum. But, yeah, man, so we get gearing up for the year and looking forward to start playing again soon.
Well, you will be playing, I think, later this week, not as Lost by You Ramblers, but as a side project called the Vermillionaires.
That's right. And as you might know, Vermillionaire is actually one of the Lost by You Ramblers album. But my brother Andre, who plays accordion with us, started a side group for when we're not playing Lost by You Ramblers or playing with our friends. We're actually playing this Saturday for a noon brunch at St. Street Inn. So some amazing local food, local brews and drinks, and local music at St. Street Inn. That's Saturday at noon. It's going to be my brother, Andre, and I. We're going to have our friend Jacques Boudreau, who plays with a lot of groups here and there. And
isn't that a pizza somewhere in town?
The Jacques Boudreau, yeah.
But yeah.
I think you're right, actually.
I think I've been to that
this
pizza.
Jacques Boudreau is actually Brazilian-Cajun.
Oh, okay.
He's from Baton Rouge, so you might know of him. But, yeah, his mom's Brazilian, his dad's Cajun. So a very interesting mix with the fojo music and the Cajun music. But
Well, really? Well, that definitely sounds interesting. So that will be happening. And I think you were telling me you guys are going to be paying tribute to someone that we've lost just recently.
Yeah, that's right. Henry Adams Jr., son of Henry Adams Sr. and father of Henry Adams III. From Kaplan, amazing steel player, passed away on Sunday, I believe, or possibly on Monday, and his funeral is actually today. Andre and I met him through playing with Les Frères Michaud. He would go sit in at Les Frères Michaud pretty often and would play his lap steel, amazing lap steel player. He used to play with Lawrence Walker in the original band before the Cookie and the Cupcake show and all that happened,
really?
Or whatever that story was.
Mm-hmm.
And played with Aldous Mouton, and we actually recorded one of his songs on Vermillionaire, and he is a true Vermillionaire in the fashion. He's from Kaplan, amazing musician, very heartfelt guy, and a great friend to a lot of people and a great guy around. So, we're going to pay homage to him passing a couple days ago. Right now, and we're going to he's going to play one of the tunes that he wrote called He Sent Someone that we recorded on Vermillionaire, and it's him playing lap steel, and it's him that wrote the song, and just so glad that happened, and just want to send it out to him and all his family.
All right, these are the Lost by You Ramblers.
Thank you.
God's being.
Bayou Ramblers there with the late, great Henry Adams on lap steel, a tune from the Vermilion Air album entitled, translates as, He Sent Me Somewhere. And yeah, you're saying that they used a tape delay there on the fiddle?
Yeah, we recorded that at Dockside with the old tape machines, and the producer, Frenchie Smith, used a tape delay on the fiddle. You can hear it, you know, it's loving that old analog psychedelic technology.
Well, of course, Louis and Andre and friends, the Vermilion Airs, will be performing this Saturday, 12 noon, at St. Street Inn, just off the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And I would imagine that, hearing Henry playing lap steel, I'm going to assume that he was a major influence on Andre picking up the lap steel in your band today.
Yeah, definitely. Andre, I would definitely say that Andre probably learned pretty much from him more than anybody.
Really? Okay.
He used to sit in with us like almost every week with Les Frères Michaud. So we'd play with him at least like once a week for a while. And he just has this amazing old lap steel style that, you know, I kind of assimilate to like Hawaiian or, you know, the old kind of swing stuff, as opposed to the more modern pedal steel, which is a lot more like, you know.
It does sound very Hawaiian now that you mention it. And actually, even in Los Angeles, there were swing groups back in the 30s and 40s who had Hawaiian guitarists, and
definitely,
it was that sound.
Yeah, and that sound, that time, a lot of the same influences that, you know, like Cleoma Falcon's Prankurage, there's like a Hawaiian song that's the same as that. And there's a lot of, and he, you know, he just was really an amazing old school musician who taught us a lot, taught Andre basically how to play lap steel, taught him how he tunes it, which is different than a lot of people tune it. So he definitely, you know, plays in Henry style.
Well, then you guys owe a lot to him because I think that pretty much sort of changed the sound of a lot. I mean, that definitely gave the Ramblers a new direction.
Yeah, we did a lot of swing stuff for a while, for sure.
Yeah.
I ever told you why that came into play?
No.
Andre got bit by a cat before we left for a tour in New York on his right hand, and he couldn't play accordion. And he had been messing around with lap steel, so he just brought his lap steel, and that's how he started the lap steel in the band. Was he got bit by a cat, his hand swelled up.
Out of necessity.
Yeah, exactly.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Exactly. That's right. So,
well, wow. Incredible. Okay. Well, Lost Bayou Ramblers side project, Vermillionaires, this Saturday, 12 noon, St. Street Inn. Sounds like a great thing, and we're looking forward to hearing more. I'm waiting for the next record.
We're working on it.
I'm hoping it raises the bar to Cajun music like the last album did, you know, and in fact, we're going to go out with a track from the latest album, Mammoth Waltz. Louis, thanks so much for dropping by, man.
Always.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
Appreciate it.
By you Ramblers, singing about Money Noir here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. A reminder that the 9th annual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival kicks off this evening with a screening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the James Munkus Theater. It's the Louisiana premiere of Phil Como's film Secretariat's Jockey Ron Turcotte. That happens this evening. There'll be films screened at Vermilionville, at the ACA, at Cité des Arts, at the Lafayette Public Library. For more information on all of the films, check out cinemaonthebayou.com. Joanna Devine will be performing at the Blue Moon Saloon this Friday evening with Roddy Romero, special guest Roddy Romero on her side, and also on the bill, the group Shiny Ribs. This is a brand new tune from Joanna Devine. It's called No Right Way to Say Goodbye.
There's no right way to say goodbye, but I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try. There's no right way to say goodbye. No love is always leaving. Hell, oh, if the sweetest lie So take my hand, girl, and never let on. Sit up straight and be strong. But I'm gonna try, I'm gonna try. There's no right way to say goodbye. No love is always leaving. Hello is the sweetest
Another Lafayette area group, these are Zigzag Wanderers.
Thank you.
tell you what, Lafayette area keeps cranking out those great musicians. That's from the new album, the debut one from the group Makers Real. It's called, the album is called Black Staccato, and that tune was Play Shoes, featuring saxophone by none other than Dickie Landry. We'll have Makers Real right here in the KRVS studios on the Caravan tomorrow. Before that, it was Zigzag Wanderers, another fine local group doing Borders. Don't forget the local production of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest by Dale Wasserman, based on the novel by Ken Kesey and directed by Scott Grimiaw, continues its run at Cité des Arts this weekend, and it will run through February 2nd, Thursdays through Saturdays, 7:30 p.m., Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock. For more information, give them a call at 337-291-1122. That's Cité des Arts. Their website is citedesarts.org. We've got music up ahead from Boss Kloss, the brand new album, Love, Food, Sex, Peace. They will have two performances this week as part of the Cinema on the Bayou film festival. They'll be performing Friday at Vermilionville and then Saturday night at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. We'll hear a track from Love, Food, Sex, Peace from Boss Kloss. But here's another local gem. This is Caleb Elliott.
Wake up to the sound of thunder ripping up the sky. A howling wind goes screaming in and lightning flashes wild. Rain is falling sideways and water starts to rise. The devil's on the bayou and he's come for me tonight. Better run, run. For the break of dawn.
without
in the morning, you got a late in the evening, well, I won't need it.
morning now. You gotta hurry in the morning. You gotta late in the evening.
You know I need you,
'cause
for a little while. That's all I'm asking. Vanilla Fudge from 1968. Before that, Deep Purple with the track from their, I think, their debut album, Hush. It was definitely their first charting hit single back, I think, 1968. Before that, Boss Kloss, our area guys doing Swept Away, a tune we've been hearing for years and finally recorded on their new album, Love, Food, Sex, Peace. Boss Kloss performing twice over the weekend as part of the Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival. And Caleb Elliott started that set with Run from his album, Where You Wanna Be. The Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for taking the ride today. Come on back. We'll do it again tomorrow. We're going to close out with a track by Booker T. Jones. That's right, Booker T. from Booker T. and the MGs with special guest Lou Reed. Singing about the Bronx. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Hesitate, just